time sure goes fast when you're having fun. I have had about, 15 pages of exercises for you, but I'm delighted with where we are. What Tom just said about Dennis, that reminds me when I first started teaching poetry for the Santa Barbara Writers Conference, and this man sitting next to me said, "Who are you?" And I said, "I'm Perry Longo." And he said, "What are you doing here?" It was a lunch. I said, "I'm the new poet." He said, "You don't look like one." I said, "Well, what do I have to do to look like one?" He said, "You have to wear a scarf." I wasn't going to tell that story. It just popped into my head, and I just happened to have a scarf on. We were talking about haiku at the break, and I was mentioning that someone back at that table, yes, hello, that in Portland, the Japanese were, during World War II, were put in the camps, Manzanita and all over the place. And how they survived, the story goes, and I got this story from the Poet Laureate of Oregon some years ago. I heard him speak at a conference. They wrote haiku, and they passed them around, and they read them to each other at dinner. And, they weren't poets. They were just writing haiku to survive. And now what they have done in the city of Portland, all along the Willamette River, along the boardwalk there, they have these haikus carved in boulders. And so if you walk along there, you can read these haiku carved in boulders. I think that's a great story. We're going to do another writing exercise, and then we're going to do some sharing, if anyone's willing to share at the big mic. And someone was mentioning the big mic. What in heaven? It sounds like a movie. Yes, hearing from some of the men, that would be nice. So I might call on one of you. Be careful. Or only if you want to. So we're going to read a couple of poems on the sheet that we have there. Let me get myself organized. I, for some reason, don't have a sheet myself, but I know I can find one. No, I've got one. Here we are. So I don't quite know how I have them on the page. Yes, The Guest House by Jalaluddin Rumi. Would someone be willing to read that? And I will come around with the mic and hold it up. Do you all have a poem sheet? Good. So would someone be willing to read that? Back there. All right. It's on. Do you want me to hold it, Gail?
I can hold it. Okay. Thank you. The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning is a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond.
So, in 2003, I was invited to come to Kuwait and speak on poetry as pathway to peace. I told them I had a really busy schedule for the next 10 years and probably would not be able to make it. We had just gone into, not Kuwait, that was after, we had just gone into Iraq. And so the woman Dr. Haifa Al-Sanusi emailed me back and forth, and then I didn't hear from her for a while, and I thought, good, that's the end of that. And then I got an email all of a sudden said, do you want to come in February or November? And I said, you know, I have to admit I'm really a little afraid, you know, to be, I'm an American woman traveling alone, and you know, I'm a little nervous about that. You know, and there's a rock, and so she writes back, oh, we never go there. And I said, yeah, but they come to you, if you remember. So she talked me into it, and I went. I went in November, because then it's only 98 degrees, because later on it's 120. So I went when it was cool. And that was the poem, one of the poems that I took. And it was an interesting experience. The poem was originally written in Arabic. Then it was translated into English. And then they retranslated it back into Arabic. And it meant something different. So I just thought I'd go with that, and I'd say, so. And so when I was talking, and you know, being raised a Catholic, and in those days, they you know, the black robes, and I looked out at that audience, and it was filled with black robes, and I went, oh my goodness, now's my chance, you know. So anyway, I said to them. I mean, and I had to plan my speech way ahead and translated and all of that. And they speak quite a bit of English over there. And so I said, I don't know about the rest of you, but one of the meannesses that has come to my door are teenagers. Does anyone here have any issues with teenagers? And there's 200 people in black robes laughing. Because they're going, oh, she knows what we go through. And we sat and talked about teenagers. And they wrote poems about their teenagers and what trouble they were. And, you know, they didn't wear their robes the way they were supposed to. They were wearing high heels, you know. They were putting regular clothes on underneath their robes. And so, you know, people are human wherever. I learned that going to Kuwait. They were very good to me. So we're going to read one more poem, and then we're going to do a last writing. And the other poem we are going to read is On the Other Side, and it's St. Francis and the Sow, written by Galway Kinnell. And maybe some people pronounce his name Kinnell. He just died last Tuesday at the age of 87. One of my very favorite poets. And I want to read this, and then I'll say what we're going to do. So, Christine, you had your hand up before about wanting to read a poem. Would you like to read this?
Okay. Do you want me to hold it? Okay. The bud stands for all things, even for those things that don't flower. For everything flowers from within of self-blessing, though sometimes it is necessary to reteach a thing its loveliness, to put a hand on its brow of the flower and retell it in words and in touch, it is lovely until it flowers again from within of self-blessing. As St. Francis put his hand on the creased forehead of the sow and told her in words and in touch, blessings of earth.
So I put that poem in honor of Galway, and because that's such a beautiful thing you do here. You know, when you, I mean, I've been in the audience when you blessed other speakers, and today when you bless me, there's a kind of like a little shiver that goes through you to have that kind of positive energy feeding into you. So I heard some of you say you can, you know, you wrote about what you can forgive yourself, and then you said, but I can. So you get to bless yourself in writing today, and you get to say all the things you bless yourself for. Not thinking about mistakes or things that are wrong, all the things that you bless yourself for. For example, and it's a way of feasting on your life. There's a poem underneath that you can read. Maybe I should turn this off. There's a poem underneath that by Derek Walcott called Love After Love. And he says, feast on your life. The poem ends, feast on your life. And so I want you to think about things that you're blessing yourself for or forgiving yourself for. I wrote a little... I never ask anyone to write something that I haven't tried, so I'll just read you a couple of lines from mine, and then we'll write for about 10 minutes. Bless me for needing tech therapy, for not buying an iPhone or an iPad. I'm waiting for the you and iPad. That's really silly. Bless the full moon and Mercury in retrograde, who makes clear my shortcomings and ongoings. Bless those I have failed despite doing my best. And bless my failures, they might transform into something holy. And then I went on. I cast a wide net of blessings for morning light, the bobcat at my gate with its hunger, and scary thoughts as I hike up the mountain with my blessed children and grandchildren who warn me there's a monster out there with 5 arms, 7 legs, 17 eyes, and it's naked. So have fun blessing yourself or the world or anything you feel like blessing. Any questions? First line. Yes. I bless myself for. And one of the best kind of poems to write in free verse, because you know you're not rhyming, is, just let it roll and don't edit it as you go along. Just keep the pen moving. When I was, starting to put some notes together about how I wanted to proceed today, I thought, I better. And I did read the book, and I read the chapter on self-forgiveness, quite a bit. And I decided, I need some good quotes on self-forgiveness. So I Googled self-forgiveness quotes. If you want to keep yourself busy for the next 20 years... I recommend you Google it. And I didn't feel any different after reading all of these quotes, but there are a lot of them out there. And I'd like to share a couple with you before we finish up and hear some of what you've written. I had this quote by C.S. Lewis. I think, this is C.S. Lewis. You know who he is. I think that if God forgives us, we must forgive ourselves. Otherwise, it is almost like setting up ourselves as a higher tribunal than Him. Isn't that the truth of it when you think about it? I mean, remember when it was a love your neighbor as yourself. Well, I'm fine with my neighbor, but what does that other thing mean? Two Corinthians, chapter 2 in Corinthians. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So let's hear some of your poems. Now, we can do what we did before. We'll take a vote. We can do what we did before, or I could ask some of you to come up if you'd be willing and actually read up here. Or I can bring the microphone to you. So how many of you want to just do it like we did before and share at the tables and then maybe do a couple? Do you like that idea, sharing at the tables? And how many of you just want to say, okay, somebody be brave and come up and read your poem? Okay, we're going to do both. So it's 10 to 12. So for 5 minutes, we're going to share with each other at the table, and again, you don't have to, or you can just share a line, and then the last 5 minutes we'll have a couple people come up to the microphone who'd be willing to share and have a little reflection. Okay, so begin. How many of you need more time to finish up what you all have written? Okay, so it's almost 12, and I asked one gentleman to come up and read his poem. So let me know when you are finished. We can go a couple minutes over, maybe. Maybe the thing to do, so we'll be on time, is that you can share after 12 if you haven't had a chance to share. Does that sound good? And Ed, would you come up and read what you did? What I asked you to? I heard him read and I asked if he would read. And that gentleman there? All right. Is that okay if we go a little over?
I got tricked. I blessed myself for making mistakes, like the flaw in the blanket, the crack in the bell. They let the light in. For being able to accept your love and the trauma that preceded letting myself be loved.
I wanted to comment on your statement that time flies when you're having fun. The bullfrog had a different take on it. He said, time is fun when you're having flies. Some of the stuff I wrote, my first haiku was, I am the one who is aware that creativity nourishes my soul. And I've been aware of that for many years, but I didn't understand exactly why. And the why is that we are co-creators of the universe, created in His image and likeness. And the creativity part is what makes us closer to God. And then I had one other one. I am the one who won't forgive myself for not being perfect.
I believe that's time, Judith, right? We need to. So thank you for coming, and thank you for being such good sports, and it was wonderful to see you all writing. And I did want to end with this one little, if I can find it, quote. There's a poem called The Healing Time by Pesha Gertler. Finally, on my way to yes, I bump into all the places where I said no to my life. All the untended wounds, the red and purple scars, those coded messages that send me down the wrong street again and again. Where I find them, the old wounds, the old misdirections, and I lift them one by one close to my heart, and I say, holy, holy, holy. So with that, I send you on your way.